Getting you ready for the 2015 Padres. We're back with Padres Social Hour,
the off-season special.
Discussing the off-season and everything else Padres. Coming to you from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
So much Padre news. Obviously, we focused, and rightfully so, on Kemp and Upton and Norris and Middlebrooks and Myers. But there is another big piece of Padre news that took place in the last few weeks, and that is that Dick Enberg, the television voice of the Padres, will receive the Ford C. Frick Award from the Baseball Hall of Fame this summer. Dick, it was very nice to sit down with us right after the announcement was made at the winter meetings. And I said, hey, Dick, you're going to be a Baseball Hall of Famer.
Plaque.
How does that sound? Here's what he said.
Just the word Cooperstown. You know, you grow up loving baseball all your life, and Cooperstown becomes this mecca where all the greats are able to visit. And that's not really the Hall of Fame. I'm going to be in Cooperstown. We're on certainly not at the level of the Baseball Hall of Famers, but it's the culmination of everything that a young boy might wish as he grows up, dreaming about this game and whatever role you might play in it.
You have accomplished a lot, and that's an understatement, as a professional. Where does this rank?
I guess I could answer that more distinctly and clearly a couple of weeks from now, Jesse, but right now, the feelings that I have, I just can't remember, as I said, other than the birth of my six children, a day where I felt more emotional or more rewarded.
What's the thing you enjoy most about broadcasting baseball on television as compared to maybe some of the other sports?
Well, it's the most difficult game. It's the most demanding. It's the most personal, intimate. It's a game that is relentless. I mean, you've got almost 200 games a year. You can't get away from a bad losing streak, but you hope to get into a winning streak where the days fly by and you can't wait for the next game. But the truth of the matter is, no matter how tough it might be when a team is not playing well, that the test is when you wake up the next morning and you can't wait to get to the ballpark. I mean, that's the test. And that's really been the story of my feelings about baseball. And it's you know, going back to what this day means to me is that baseball is such a family experience. And you hear that, we are family.
Yes, sir.
And it goes all the way back to my being a boy 1 year old and they're teething me on a little baseball bat. It takes me all the way back to the emotions that I lived, not only as a fan rooting for the Tigers as a kid, and when they didn't play well, I'd actually cry if they weren't doing better, or my dad taking me to the first major league game, or my grandfather asking me questions about baseball that he'd kind of coached me on at 4 years of age, to coaching baseball, trying to play it but not playing it well, only to the JV college level, to suddenly being able to call the games as an angel announcer.
Come a long way since then. I want to ask you about the preparation that goes into a broadcast. I don't know, you know, everyday baseball fan has a sense of what goes into it. And I know, having talked to you about this before, it's something you really, really enjoy. But there's 162 regular season games, to say nothing of, you know, spring training and ideally a postseason. How much work goes into each day's telecast?
Yeah, it is amusing. I know you get it, Jesse, and I have in all the sports. They think that we just walk into the booth as they walk into the stadium and buy a program and call a game. It doesn't work out that way. It's a shame that actually the preparation that we spend, the time preparing for a game, is to be ready for a game that isn't very interesting, so that you're prepared with other material, historical or humor or other ways, angles to go to divert the audience away from a bad game but keep them entertained so that they don't turn their set off or their radio off. So you get a great game, you don't need all that material. So we really prepare in a negative manner, hoping that we don't have to use it. But nevertheless, in baseball, there's always time. I mean, there's when you've got Tony Gwynn next to you and you're talking about a hitter in a slump, and the natural is to get into Tony's mind and how did you get out of a slump and who helped you when you weren't playing at the level that you were expecting of yourself. I think humor is a very important part of baseball broadcasts. And so, you know, you have got my Mark Grant sitting next to you who's willing to be self-deprecating with his humor. you've got a perfect, I won't say sucker, but in a way, that's what he is. He's such a sweetheart of a guy, and he's willing to laugh at himself. And he knows that you're not making fun of him, that you're just having fun with him. And that's a part. But it's getting there early, having time to not only read the notes that are prepared for you, but what else is happening in San Diego that day? What else is happening in the world that day? Maybe you went to a beautiful concert the night before. Well, there's no reason why you can't bring that as part of the coloring of a telecast. And hey, we're San Diego. And I think ultimately... more and more with each year, and that's a theme that I want to carry through this season. You know, this San Diego in the front of the chair, this is all of us, you know, and we are in a very small geographical market. There's no other major league team of the 30 that has a smaller geographical area. We've got, you know, two major league teams to the north, the ocean to the west, the desert to the east, the border to the south. So it's us. And so let's all pull this thing together. And the player, it starts with the players and the manager and the organization and us to represent that. But we are, you know, and if we feel it, as Mike Krzyzewski said to his USA team, if you feel it, you own it. And we all can own it. And it makes it a lot easier if you win.
I'm fired up and ready to go. Let's start spring training right now. Dick, again, congratulations. Just a sensational honor, beyond well-deserved. Yep. Very happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. A great day, and I thank the Padres for their great support. Let's go get them.
All right, that's Dick Enberg. To see the full conversation or any of our other interviews, remember you can go to Padres.com. We'll take a break, come back, talk a little Hall of Fame with Bill before we get out of here.
Stay tuned. More Padres off-season talk will continue. It's Padres Social Hour, the off-season special from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.